Welcome back to Digging Deep, the podcast where we offer bereavement bites for time-pressed professionals and where we explore the trends, challenges, and stories that are shaping the future of the death care profession in Canada. I'm your host, Heather Kightley, President and CEO of GFD and proud second-generation funeral director. Today we are recording live from the Funeral Service Association of Canada's 2025 Summit and Exhibitor Showcase here in beautiful Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is an amazing gathering of death care professionals united in their mission to serve their communities across Canada with care and compassion. In this episode, we will be diving into a unique and incredibly meaningful side of funeral service, planning high-profile funerals. Whether it's a military honor service or a farewell for a public figure, these funerals carry a unique weight, combining national attention, strict ceremonial protocol, and also the care of families, right? And that can't be lost in it. Before we jump in, if you're enjoying the Digging Deep podcast, make sure to follow, like, or leave us a comment, and share this episode with someone in your life who might find it valuable. Your support helps us to keep bringing these important conversations to the forefront. Joining me today is Patrick McGarry. Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Heather.
Patrick is the co-owner and chief operating officer of Health's Playfair McGarry, funeral, cremation, and celebration of life services, Ottawa's largest locally owned and operated funeral home, which is celebrating a century of trusted service in 2025, 100 years.
Amazing.
Amazing. Patrick is an active member in his community and profession, an avid volunteer with several local groups, and a proud member of the Kiwanis Club of Ottawa. He has helped raise significant money for many important local charities and causes. Professionally, he is a licensed funeral director, past chair of the board of GFD, and the Ontario Board of Funeral Services. Patrick is also a wonderful friend. I always say he's like a brother from another mother, and I'm so happy to have you on this podcast finally, Patrick.
It's come together finally, yeah.
Finally.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. Okay, we are so glad to have you here. Okay, let's talk about the history of the 100 years of Health's Playfair McGarry in Ottawa, and how did you guys come to be the place where people go when you have a high-profile funeral?
Yeah, so Charles Hulse and his brother actually came to Ottawa. They're from southern Ontario. And long story short, there was a funeral home in Ottawa called the Woodburn Funeral Home that was behind on their payments to the casket supplier, Mr. Hulse happened to be working for. So the owner of the company sent Mr. Hulse to Ottawa to say, you know, see what's going on with this guy. And came to Ottawa, talked to the Woodburn funeral home guy, and called his boss, and he says, I've got good news and bad news. And he says, okay, well, what's the bad news? The bad news is this guy's not going to be able to pay you.
Yeah. Right.
The good news is he's agreed to sell me the business, and all you need to do is give me time to pay off the bills, and I'll pay them off. So what happened. So Charles Hulse and his brother...
Is there a connection with St. Catharines?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it's called English in St. Catharines.
Well, yes, and if you were a little more patient, Heather, you'd be... So it was Charles
Hulse. I'm going to allow you to tell the story.
I know. Okay, Charles Hulse and Percy came to Ottawa in 1925. There was a lot of funeral homes, small funeral homes, and our funeral home, although it's a full city block now, was very much a home. Mm-hmm. And surrounded by other homes. So at any rate, they realized fairly quickly there wasn't enough business for both of them. So mm-hmm. The story goes that they flipped a coin, and I'm not sure if Charlie won or lost, but he stayed in Ottawa and Percy went back home, St. Catharines, and opened up a firm there, which became Hulse & English. Yeah. And Mr. Hulse, one of the first things he actually did was get involved with the Ottawa Kiwanis Club, which we've had, that club started in 1919. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hulse joined in 1925. He's a Hall of Fame Kiwani, and he did tremendous amount of work.
I did not know that the Kiwanis Club had a Hall of Fame.
Well, it does, yeah. Well, our club does, and it's our club used to be the largest club in Canada.
Yeah.
You had to be. You're not going to like this much. You had to be male. You had to be a business owner.
I'm not going to turn the podcast into that. So, for the disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Obviously, very different times.
Yeah,
but it was how he made his mark and got into the Ottawa business community.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he did early on was purchase an ambulance. And not long after, I should know the year, but anyways, it was within the first 5 years or so of the firm. He was at a trade show out at the airport, where our airport is now, and there was an air show there where a young American pilot named Thad Johnson crashed and died. And the Prime Minister of the day said this young man should have a state funeral before he goes back to America.
So he's an American pilot.
He was American, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's still a road named Thad Johnson Road at the Ottawa Airport, which most Ottawa people don't even know the history. But for us, very important, because the Prime Minister, they were like, well, who do we call? Which funeral home? And the Prime Minister said, well, just call the ambulance guy that was there. And so that was our first state funeral occasion. And then the rest is history. You know, there's been so many over the years. And it's being selected to serve a family on a state occasion is always the family's decision. Mm-hmm. But obviously there's influence from the Governor General's office and other government folks who, like Canadian Heritage, you know, we've had experience with them, which we've been honored that they've called numerous times.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about what that's like, right? So obviously there's the whole, you know, political component, the whole procedural ceremonial component. I want to talk a little bit about that so our listeners can understand like what all is involved in that. Because I think that I remember talking to you about it with your most recent occasion. Mm-hmm. And my mind being just a little bit blown as to just how much there was from a logistics perspective. And then I also want to talk a little bit about like the families that are behind all of that, right? And how do you help them navigate that the complicated world of what that looks like? So let's sort of start with procedurally. Like you get the call.
Yeah, and every one has been different, of course. Yeah. Just like every life is different and every funeral should be different. You know, there's different situations. Our most recent was for the late Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, and he happened to die in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so we had communication there. That was a little bit different, and we can talk a little bit more about that. But you're always juggling, first and foremost, you know, caring for the deceased, caring for the family. But there's so many other people involved when you're at a state occasion. And how do I say this politely? But whenever you're involved with like a government bodies, there's a lot of people that feel that they should be providing input or should be having their voices heard, and all very important. And they work very hard actually on these state occasions as mm-hmm. well, because there's so many moving parts. Like you know, with Mr. Mulroney, for instance, like he was in our care for 23 days, yeah. You know, and all along that time, there was something pretty much every day. You know, early on, there was a tremendous amount of work. My advice for any other funeral professionals that might be involved in a state occasion is you want to make sure you have a team assigned.
And that's like all they do, right?
It's pretty much all they do for 23 days. Yeah, it pretty much is. And then you want to make sure you have somebody that is a scribe, you know, somebody that I don't have to be trying to write things down and remembering and putting it all together.
So is that like for meetings or is that for?
It's meetings.
For
yeah. And when you're in a meeting, you'll be in a big boardroom often, or you'll be, you know, in an area where there's literally, you know, dozen people, maybe more. Both official languages is another key thing as well.
Oh, wow.
Don Renault, who I know you know quite well, he's been kind of our go-to person for a lot of the state occasions. Yeah. And, you know, it's the small details, of course, all matter. And you want to make sure our voice is very important to be raised, though, because, you know...
Yours
as the expert on the funeral side. Well, because there's a lot of ideas that come from, you know, protocol or Canadian Heritage or, you know, a lot of these, you know, the parties themselves will maybe want to do things,
like
or the Prime Minister.
Parties?
Yeah, or the Prime Minister
so
of the
day. So you
have
like all of these converging voices and they're all wanting to do stuff.
Yes. Now, having said that, this last with Mr. Mulrooney, there was some real leaders that came through. So yeah. That was good. That was actually very helpful for us.
Because you're kind of in the middle of all of that, right?
Right.
Trying to navigate it. And I'm sure that there's times where you're like,
Yeah, well, that's it. Now, you know, the thing is, it's just like any other family, you know, you build trust. You show that, you know, we're here for the family, and we're here to help, and we're here to provide our knowledge and our expertise. And you build a little bit of trust, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're not having to interrupt and say, you know, we should be thinking of this. They're coming to you and asking, you know, questions. And this could be, you know, simple logistics that, you know, lying in state or lying in repose, and there's the difference is the building.
Is that right? Okay, yeah, let's just talk about that, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, so
Mr. Sure Mulrooney, nobody listening to yeah. Between those two
it's terminology, but yeah. It does make a difference. And so if, you know, for late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, yeah. Elliott Trudeau, that was a whole other one where we thought we were supposed to go Parliament Hill like at 8 o'clock at night because visitation was going to be stopped, and then people were lined up, so we like literally, you know, after midnight we're doing the work we thought we were going to be doing at 8 o'clock. But he lay in state on a center block.
Okay.
So that's lying in state because of the building. It was a government building.
Okay.
The Parliament is still under construction, so Mr. Mulrooney did not lie in state. He lay in repose, which was across the street and not a government, not the official Parliament type of thing. So
like even that, like you have to understand what those things mean, right? Like if you come, like if I was coming in to do this funeral, I would make assumptions based on what I think something means without really understanding the nuance of what. So it feels a little bit like a line to walk to make sure that you have people who understand what all that stuff means too, right?
Correct, and that's where the extra, you know, extra ears and such, and you need to same skills that you have with every firm, and that's the one thing that I really want to stress to people is, you know, the family is still grieving a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
They have said yes to allowing for public to have that opportunity to share their grief and support mm-hmm. as well, but like every other family. It truly is, and so that's the attitude that we take. We are, you know, we've served obviously all different members of our community, and we're very proud to serve all. And as much as it was our honor to be asked to serve on, you know, state occasions, it's our honor to be asked to serve on every occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that that's a really wonderful thing about your business generally, right? Mm. Is that your team can navigate all of those different waters, right? Like all of us in funeral service, obviously we're adaptable and we serve families from all different pieces, but that is like a whole different world that most of us don't have exposure to. And so being able to provide that same care and compassion and also being able to navigate the complexities while caring for the family. So I want to talk about that for a quick second, because when I know Dawn, and in watching Mr. Mulrooney's funeral, one of the things that really struck me was when I saw him on the live broadcast with the family, he was so much himself, you know, like you could see like the person that I know and love who is so caring and so kind and so himself, like he's, mm-hmm. He was not a different person because it was a state funeral, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that I think is a talent in itself, because you're everyone's looking, right?
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
Well, first of all, he's a very special person, and you know, I it comes down to he had built a very good relationship with the immediate family. And Mrs. Mulrooney, she is definitely the leader of her family.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some things that we pivoted along the way because, for instance, when we were supposed to travel to Montreal, we were delayed, you know, almost 2 hours. And the reason for that delay was there was people in line waiting to come in and pay respects.
Oh, wow.
And she made the call to say, we're not leaving until the last person that has come gets a chance to come through.
Yeah.
And when you have an escort all the way from Ottawa to Montreal and you know, all of the highways are blocked and everything, you realize how many people that affected, but absolutely the right thing to do. And, you know...
And to have, like, that... Sorry to interrupt, yeah. But just the, that picture that it paints for me of the family being so willing to share that,
right?
To share their grief with everyone else and to say, no, this these people matter, right?
I think they recognize.
Amazing.
They recognize the importance of, obviously, I'm sure their family sacrificed tremendously. We know in our profession how much our family sacrificed to allow us to do what we do. And you know, a prime minister is a whole different scale, of course. And it comes down to doing the right thing, like so many other things in life. It's kind of simple when you are able to step back, but it's... it does, take intention, and it does take awareness, and from that perspective, it was really, easy to do at the time, but you have to be flexible, you have to be prepared for a lot of different things. Same as, again, I keep coming back to, every family, every service is the same, and I know not every firm has been involved in a state occasion, but. Most have been involved with a community person who was, very well respected, mm-hmm. very well attended, services, visitations, all those type of things, and it's the same thing. Some of the things we did with Mr. Mulrooney that maybe were different than others is because of, Don Renaud and I, we've worked together for over 30 years, so we can be pretty direct with each other as well, because we know where our intentions are coming from, and there's a huge amount of respect.
Yeah. So that cuts out a lot, right? Because
you
can just get right to...
No egos. Here's the other thing, this brings me back, our firm, because of our history and the knowledge and the experiences that we have, we feel pretty confident about, what we're bringing to the table, as well as how things work well and what doesn't work well. So we can share that with experience and, with confidence and so that part. But, we very much like a good hockey referee, they're there when they're needed, but they're not there all the time in the face. And, I don't know how many people would notice this, but we purposefully tried to make ourselves kind of like the background.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not about us. It's not about our firm. It's not about anything other than doing a service to somebody that deserved to be recognized by our nation. And it was a great funeral,
It was a beautiful funeral.
Yeah,
moved. I was so moved in so many, like so many elements of the service and the ceremony that were beautiful, the pieces of personalization that mm-hmm. were brought in, the heartfelt eulogies. And I'm going to, give you a shout-out here because I wasn't able to watch it live, but I did watch it after. And I was watching with a critical eye because, that's what we do.
That's what we do. That's
what we do. We're okay, is Patrick going to screw up? I don't know, right? and I was so impressed by how you got all of the little details right. And these are things that, unless you're looking and you know what to look for, you wouldn't notice, right? Mm-hmm. So the funeral directors who are listening are going to be like, oh yeah, I know what she's talking about. But people who aren't listening, that you don't really see it. And that's the beauty of those little details is that you are in the background, right? But the precision and mm-hmm. the, even just, I remember Sharon and was waiting at the lead car for everybody to be together so that everyone can get in the car at the same time. It's those little tiny things that nobody notices that are just like the finesse of what we do, and you guys executed it so well.
Thank you. There was also planning.
Yeah, you had as well as, didn't you tell me?
The binder, and that's where the scribe came in, and then came back, and we all reviewed it and adjusted, and because obviously there's things that are going to be a little bit off, so you want to review them again. RCMP pallbearers, for instance, they came from all across the nation. And they hadn't. Some of them had never met each other.
Oh wow! They looked like they had been practicing forever.
Well, they'd practiced forever a couple of days. Yeah. So Don Renaud and I, we dropped off a hearse. We dropped off one of. We have a casket that we share on community things, but we also share for practice. And we had that with weights.
I was just going to ask.
It was properly done. We had the carriage.
It's so hard to carry the casket like that.
Oh. And there was a, they did phenomenal, they truly phenomenal, and they were.
And the conditions weren't great. Like
there
you could slip, right? Mm-hmm. Like there was
snow,
health or the weather was like crazy.
Yeah. So they had practiced literally a full weekend, and you know we did have a long time. We had 23 days on this one, and there was some things that were happening, but there was a space of about 10, 12 days where, you know, that's where Heritage Canada was doing all their work, their seating plan. You know. Who was going to participate? Obviously, the music was phenomenal. They had these very, very talented.
I was like crying.
It was really. And not every funeral is like that. You know, not everybody is going to have that time. But there was a lot of different circumstances that said this is what needs to be done. And then, of course, you know, there's funerals like Diefenbaker. You know, Diefenbaker, he had planned his funeral, I guess, for a decade before, and he had it was a file called Operation Hope Not, but he had everything. So I don't know if this was before my time, but of course, one of the things
we should like label all of our pre-need files that.
No kidding. Well,
right? Maybe people wouldn't think it's funny. But well, I think it's like
it depends, I guess. But you know, what pops into my head is our vice president, senior vice president Tom Flood, who's been with us for forever, and he's you know a tremendous individual and funeral director, and he you know he's got a good way about him. He's able to, you know, he does a pre-arrangement and he's like, you know, just because you have a pre-arrangement doesn't mean you have to use it right away. And and I'm like, Tom, should you be saying that? But meanwhile, the person is
like
laughing their head
right?
off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, he knows when to give his jokes, which is helpful. So, so there's every situation is different. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's about the full team come together. And when I think of the history of our firm, which is, you know, 100 years, which is, you know, amazing to think. Amazing. And, you know, I'd love to be in Mr. Hulse's, you know, head when he came through those doors. It was the Woodburn Funeral Home and, you know, walked in and, you know, was seeing what was why this guy was behind in his bills. And then when he takes that leap to become an owner with his brother, I wonder what they thought the future might hold. And you know,
I couldn't imagine it.
Well, you wouldn't think so. And but they did have vision. He was a visionary. He was a guy that was not afraid to kind of push things a little bit and to put himself out there. Became very involved in our community school board, all different types of business, you know, support groups, and allowed for employees to buy in. Him and Mr. Playfair when they and that's how our firm has remained in you know locally owned is that vision very you know not easy decisions obviously but we're very thankful and very thankful for all the different people over the years who have absolutely sacrificed you know absolutely gave extra for our firm to be able to be 100 years old and on state occasions every other family needs to be served to the same standard.
Yeah, you still have all your other absolutely families that you're serving.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people have to step up, and they do. And so we're very, just very appreciative. And but that's how we look at it. We look at it, every family deserves the care that they expect from us.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that because you've got an incredible team.
Yeah, thank you.
And we are at the end of our podcast.
Really?
I know, right? We could probably talk forever about this stuff. We should do like an extended version or something. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Digging Deep. And thank you to all of the folks who listened or watched this podcast. We hope that our conversations have shed some light on the powerful insights into the world of high-profile funerals and the importance of serving every single family. From that lens. These services remind us of the deep trust that families and the public place in death care professionals, especially during highly visible and emotional moments. If you found today's discussion valuable, please be sure to leave a comment, like, and share Digging Deep with your colleagues or with someone in your family or in your friend circle who might find this conversation valuable. Your support helps us to continue to bring important conversations like this to the profession. Until next time, I'm Heather Keightley. Keep on digging deep.